The rock that's predominant on the northern half of Bear Island is called Metagraywacke, and translated from geology speak, that means partially metamorphosed dirty sandstone. It's layers of sandstone with some silt mixed in. And if you're more familiar with the sandstone in the west, for example, the Grand Canyon, where sandstone is laid down in neat horizontal layers, it might surprise you to hear that all of this textured, folded, furrowed, and sometimes very vertical stone here actually came from sandstone. But what happened after it was dirty sandstone was that the European and African tectonic plates smashed up against the North American plate, creating the ancient Appalachians. And when that happened, this sandstone was subjected to further metamorphosis, folding and partial melting and very, very complex geological processes. So that's why you see all the texture here. And the silt that was mixed in to the sandstone got compressed and flattened and turned into the flaky silver particles that you see intermixed into the stone, particularly on a sunny day. It's called mica. So another name for this kind of rock is schist. Schist means any rock that contains a lot of mica. And another thing that you might notice in this rock is the bright white crystal-looking sections. And those are intrusions of quartz. Those got injected in a liquid form into the cracks that were forming in the rock during metamorphosis. And often this quartz contains trace amounts of gold, which is actually harvested in this area. The tract that is close to the visitor center where we started our hike is called the Gold Mine Tract. And the gold mining never became commercially viable. They just weren't getting enough of it. But it's fascinating to know that that was one of the commercial activities during the long and complex human history of this area.